was a joke. You got to say something. It was forcing them to say something.
I can see you looking at the receipt and being like, making a face.
So I do like, it. I do it, but I just do it fucking around. Like, I'm just fucking around. Like, I'll take care of this. They'll come back. Like, with like, oh, we can go half, or like, oh, like how much is it? And they're like, well, I got it. Like, no, I got it in my head. Like,
but what if they snatch it first and they go, oh, I'll pay for it.
If I'm feeling, like, it depends. Like, if you're feeling the girl, you're like, nah, I got it. Like, I got, like, I'll fight for it because I want to pay for it. Like, if you're legit feeling her, you'll fight to pay for it. If you're not, you're just like, whatever.
I don't know about that. If she. Seven. Don't take
one,
my shit.
Two. Five. Are we doing this right?
Hell no. Obviously.
Hell yeah. I think Gabriel's taking it right. I think Gabriel's doing the right thing.
Live and learn. Are we live?
Yeah, we're live.
Gabriel, okay, ladies and gentlemen, our guest. This is Tony, Alex, and Morin.
Eric couldn't make it.
Eric is lost in the world, so got our special guest today.
They have me as backup. Here I am.
But what if, like, the chick is balling and she just grabs the check and she's just like, oh, no, don't worry about it. And she's just ordering, like, mad wine. You don't know she's going to pay. Are you, like, fucking sweating? Like, oh, fuck, I don't want to pay that much.
Even that, it's just like if you're like really legit into the girl, you're just like, fuck it, I'll take care of it.
Because some places don't have fucking prices on their shit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yes. Fancy places.
That played me before. I was so embarrassed.
What would happen?
Me and Melissa went to Wolfgang Puck.
I
knew it was expensive, but not like how it was.
In
LA.
Which one? In the Valencia?
Yeah, because we went before the Laker game.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Microsoft Theater.
Yeah, so we went to get there because we got there early, so we're going to eat. I knew I should have just went to the sports bar. You know how they had that sports bar on the corner? But I was like, all right, we'll go fancy. We'll go to Wolfgang Puck or something like that because I've heard it before on some shit.
Yeah.
And then I got there, and the menus just had numbers. I was like, I was talking to Melissa. What about the 25 right here? Or something like that. And those were the prices.
You didn't know. But that's your girl. Like, she'll like.
Well, yeah, that's different. Okay. So we just got a salad and two waters. No, it's not even that. It's not being cheap. It's just like, do I really want to pay like
much?
Because I know we're gonna go straight across the street into the watch the Laker game. We'll get beers and we get like,
yeah, especially if you're gonna do other shit. You know,
I guess it's situational.
I'm not gonna
that
situation.
That happened to me one time at I went to Wood Ranch.
Oh yeah, Wood Ranch.
And me and this chick were ordering shit, whatever, and they came out to like, I think it was like $220. It was just me and her.
Damn.
We were ordering drinks.
I've never ordered.
So we're ordering drinks and shit, and like
worse than that.
What?
Yeah, it was like fucking a bunch of drinks, and then when the check came in, I was like, oh, it's probably gonna be like 150, whatever. Fuck no, I was like, oh fuck. She's like, what? I was like, oh, none. It's just like I didn't want to look stupid. Like
can you run? Can you run?
I would
like, hey bitch, order some more fucking bread.
What kind of drinks were you guys getting? That's crazy.
Like mixed
drinks.
Or
that's just places.
Wood Ranch is pretty expensive.
No, well, I mean it was pretty expensive. Fairly expensive. I got a steak. And I knew the steak was gonna be like 50,
but that's just like
$60.
That, no, that's just like $20.
Nah, I ordered a T-bone.
You went all out.
That's your fault.
Was she worth
it? You should have played it different then.
Nah, well, I thought it was gonna be like $150 because like.
But
the
she
drinks,
ended up getting a steak.
Nah, she got. I forgot what she got. But the drinks were expensive. They were like $19-$20.
Oh,
I didn't know that because the fucking prices weren't on there.
That's why we stick to El Torito, baby.
So what happened? You took the whole tab or what?
Well, yeah.
You wash dishes.
Was it your first time taking her out?
You didn't try to weasel your way out?
First time.
Do you think it's a...
I didn't want to feel stupid. You know what I mean? Like, oh, hey, you want to go home?
Well, like, I would pick that place, though.
I went there with him one time, and I thought it was dope. Plus, that area is sick, because that little bridge and everything.
Those sweet potatoes.
That used to be, like, my spot. If I didn't want other people to see me, like, I was trying out this chick.
Trying out this chick
to see if I like her or not.
Trying her out for a day.
That would be the spot to go because you could go to fucking Taps and chill there. And you can see the little lake and all that.
Taps is expensive.
Taps is good. Fucking expensive. It's fun.
It is pricey, like, but not that. But that's like the spot to go. You can walk around the little stores and all that shit, the little lake and whatever. But
it's just pretty.
Wood Ranch.
Pretty dope.
Put fucking prices on your menu.
Oh, they didn't have prices?
No, fool, they didn't have shit on there.
That's how they get you.
We went there once. Didn't we get kicked out there for one? Like, one time? When we went to a brewery, we went over there. We got fucked up. Scott brought his his weed. I don't know what the fuck that shit. That shit was lazy because I got fucked up.
So, oh, at Taps.
Yeah, on the patio.
Yeah, because we went to Rocker Brews.
We're getting
and then
rowdy
we went
and
to,
shit.
Stone Church, and then we went to fucking Taps. Yeah, we were fucked up. And you're repeating yourself.
Well, yeah, because we're fucked up.
How do you know you're going to take a girl to a certain area? Like, do you have different tiers of girls? Like, oh, this she's a Fridays chick. She's a Yard House. She's
you got to gauge. You got to gauge. 100%. You know, 100%. You got to gauge.
Her. Del Taco.
You can. I mean, that's kind of. In my head, I'm like, that's a stupid question, but yeah, like you can tell which girl's like,
now you want to go to Del Taco.
This is the girl that I'm gonna try to impress, and this is like the throwaway.
I'll take you to Buffalo.
Not even like to impress, just like if you're gonna have a good time, you gotta know where you're
yeah,
going.
Yeah, and a lot of the time, yeah, like you're right. Not even to impress. A lot of the time, I think it's, hey, I think I'll enjoy myself here, and I've always wanted to go here.
Yeah,
I don't mind sharing that experience with you. Like, it's a good excuse. Like,
wouldn't you rather go to a bar though? Instead of actually a restaurant,
if you're on a date,
it depends on the girl. I'd rather take a girl to a bar, though.
That'd be like the second or third.
If you're not on a date,
like as a date, wouldn't you just rather? Because I think like when you guys drink, you don't get drunk, but drink like it just everything kind of.
But
comes
you can't
I
really
go on the bar
the conversation
the first date.
Yeah, the first date.
I think you gotta like talk to her and get to know her. Like she's a bar kind of person, and then she is, and maybe the second or third date, or she's like more like a. He's more mellow, so I'm like, I'll stay with the dinner.
So one of the pricey places I went to was Rose Rabbit Lie in Cosmopolitan inside Las Vegas. So you go in this restaurant and get a reservation.
You went on a date out there?
Yeah. And,
God damn.
And the walls go down. And then a fucking performer started dancing and shit. I don't know.
Like belly
it's
dancing?
Fucking sick. No, it's like almost, I don't know. Explain
they're hanging down. They're doing
There is kind Circus of some stuff shit. Like that, but it's like some like black chick singing, and it's mostly like
how did this date come
like
up?
50s and stuff.
Let's go to Vegas.
Just an
like a geeky type thing where they're like
yeah, like that type of style. Like it was dope as fuck because I always liked jazz bars
with
or speakeasies.
Legs kicking it with...
Oh, like live music, yeah. Which is sick.
But the crazy thing is like the walls go down. It's like a whole fucking show slash like nice restaurant. Really cool. So if you ever want to go.
And that's where it was, like, $300?
No, I mean, and that was one of the situations where she offered to pay. And I actually had my friend with me. That was kind of cool. But one of the times where it was expensive was a speakeasy in Old Vegas. And it was underground. And it's been there since the mob days. That was, like, 200-something.
I could see
that's
Spain.
Your most pricey one?
Money that guy in those places.
Damn.
Because that shit gets pricey. Especially those speakeasies out there, like the fucking drinks are like close to $30. Some of them.
Well, today your pricey is different from like back then pricey. Because I remember I went like to this girl to the movies.
Well, shit, $30 for a drink is still pricey, yeah, homeboy. What the fuck?
Yeah, wait, I'm not done. I took the girl to the movies, and then I bought her like popcorn, the drinks, and all that shit. And then after that, I'm like, yeah, we're gonna go eat. And then like I took her to Chili's. Oh, there's Chili's right there. So we went all out there. Dude, I was like fucking like 19, and I was like came out to like $150 the whole day and shit.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that's just not worth it. Like, for fucking.
Well,
like, since
we
that day.
About grown man fucking. I mean, at least I was not fucking 19. Damn, that sucks.
That's your
whole check at 19. Like,
yeah, but that's like a live and learn type shit. Cause, like, I still remember that shit to this day. I'm like, never again. Like, if she's not worth it, I'm not gonna spend that much.
Okay, 19 was fucking in and out in the movies.
Yeah.
What do you consider worth it, though?
Like, if you're, like, really feeling her and you're, like, she's, like, on your level and you're, like, just on that, like, tip, you know,
that's the Vegas shit I've ever heard. So that's just you're just throwing shit out there. What do you mean though?
What
are you looking at a girl?
What do you mean?
That's
what I mean?
Cool. Whatever. Oh, dude, that could be anything though.
Like she can be a cute. Specific. Like you're just like got the good chemistry going. You're like, oh, this is like might actually go somewhere. I'm gonna take her somewhere legit. And then it's like, all right, I don't mind paying, you know, because I'm like, you know, see where this goes.
When you make friends with girls, just like just homegirls or whatever, like it's funny. Like when you hear the stories, they're like, yeah, I went on a date once. This fool popped out a fucking coupon. And that's why he wanted to come to this place.
Hell yeah. Dude.
No,
like,
he's
buy a gift card too.
Dated.
Well, because you're like, yeah.
Or a gift card.
No, I'm saying, like, I heard
that.
Hell
yeah,
like,
I'd use a gift card.
Yeah.
No, I never busted out a coupon. Have you?
Not a coupon, but I'll use a gift card.
Well, yeah.
Me and Melissa use gift cards all the time. What the fuck?
Yeah, but gift cards is like real money. Like, coupons are like, oh, I can't afford it, so here's a coupon.
I got a Groupon to this.
I mean,
that's
you would think
though.
Now
I use Groupons.
I use Groupons.
Yeah,
Groupons is like has legit.
You think now people are will get embarrassed to do shit like that because of the way everything's going in the world,
like coupons,
and fucking gift cards and shit.
I,
like
I
right
want to use coupons,
normal,
but it feels like I never use them.
A
lot of people aren't in a good spot right now.
When we grocery shop, Melissa has coupons. But we're not like all out when you know the phase where people.
A couple
like,
weeks ago, I used a Carl's Jr. coupon.
Oh, we always use shit like that. Yeah.
I try to use those, but I can't. Like,
that's the only way
I can remember to like pull them out.
That's the only way I can eat at Wiener Schnitzel. Wiener schnitzel is so expensive, bro. But with the little things you like get.
What do you get there? Yeah,
chili cheese fries, chili cheeseburger, and a chili cheese dog.
The only thing I like there is the corn dog.
They're 10 dogs for $10. That's all that.
Oh,
I got to get another
dog. I'm not that much into a corn dog.
Hot dogs. The deal right now. Because
no, Have you tried that place in Corona where it's like they like specialize in hot dogs?
Yeah, no. It's called Dog Hops.
Oh yeah.
That place is good.
That place is fire.
I think it's the original spot in Pomona.
The Hawaiian bread,
and then they put it inside the dog. That
place is fire as fuck.
Or the dog inside the Hawaiian bread, which is fire.
That whole like shopping center has like pretty like restaurants, right next to
McKinley.
Dog Hoss.
It's next to that NutriShop, right? For that, I forget what it's called.
Costco?
It's like in front of Costco.
Yeah, because they got a good restaurant. A good Mexican restaurant. They got a
Texas place right there.
Yeah, and they got that Texas place.
Which I can never get into.
That place is packed bomb.
Every single time I go.
Alex, is it the same thing like the one off?
Chili beans. Yep.
If you like chili, which I know you haven't had quality chili because you eat the shit out of the can. But if you want some good chili, go to Texans and get their chili. Shit's fire, dude. And
chili beans.
And I've never been a chili guy. Like my friend, he was from Indiana. And he introduced me to chili, and I was like, "That's weird. You're just gonna fucking eat chili."
Yeah, with a spoon. I didn't like chili when I was younger, but now I like it.
I just knew chili from like Sloppy Joe's.
What kind of chili are you talking about? Like chili beans?
Well, I mean, it has ground beef chili in beans. Chili beans. And then we started eating the sweet beans.
Oh yeah.
Maybe we still do, kind of.
We ate some the other day.
I love those, clam dripper. I don't even know if they have them anymore, but the clam chowder bowls, like anything like chili bowl where they have the bread. And you can
dude, the clam chowder inside, in San Francisco, bomb, dude.
This shit's fire.
And I'm not into seafood like that. Like, I'll eat, like, mariscos, like, shrimp here and there, but, like, to fucking go out and eat some clams and shit, hell no.
That's a big thing though, that seafood thing. Where's that place where they like throw it on the table? You do the whole
flame broiler.
Yeah,
or not flame broiler.
not flame broiler.
I agreed with you too. Yeah.
He's so confident when he speaks though.
He just says it. Yeah.
What is it? No, I'm like,
wait, are you talking about like hibachi grill?
The boiler room.
But
there's two
boiler crab.
There's two of them. There's a boiler crab and there's another one.
Star crab.
They're the same thing though.
Star crab is like a mock-up.
You get all the seafood. They throw it on the table and then you like
something.
They
crab.
Spell stuff with like the sauce.
Yeah, there's boiling crab.
Boiling crab, but there's another one too. But it's the same difference. It's the same concept. Shit. Yeah, same concept. But that looks anything like that is what I want to start trying. It's like
that's just
the
bomb.
Barbecue where they just throw everything on, where there's like sausage.
Well, that's what I was gonna tell you about. There's a place down the street that looks amazing. We're gonna eat it that day when Art's stayed here, but. It was closed that day. It's called Heritage Barbecue.
Oh, that's what
Eric talks about. It's down the street.
No way.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go right now.
It looks amazing.
Stop the podcast. We're going.
It looks amazing. Fucking really does.
Oh, just like a platter.
San Capistrano, right?
Check it out.
San Juan
Capistrano.
He hits someone that shit like a motherfucker.
San Juan Capistrano.
I had to say it slow. Like the fucking
movie. Well, we're at San Clemente today. We ate at the pier right there, the Fisherman's, whatever. That's pretty bomb. I think we're going to take the Metrolink next time just to have the boys experience it. Because it drops you off right there.
That's tight.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Right, we can drop off, jump on La Sierra and just drops you off.
Was it kind of ashy out here this morning?
I enjoyed it. It wasn't anything like Riverside, obviously, because we're closer to it. But
It was bad out here. Like last week, I want to say Wednesday, the beginning of Wednesday till when I left on Friday, it was super bad out here. It cleared up, I think, because when I showed up here, I was like, oh, shit. Even Riverside cleared up.
Yeah, yesterday was
LA was worse.
But I went to Ontario to get a haircut with Ruben. Dude, it looked like Halloween when you go through the streets. It was just like this weird smog, and you could smell it in the ash.
How do you think Halloween's going to be this year? You think they're going to have one or what?
Yeah. LA County said, oh, no, it's canceled. And then they said, no, never mind, it's not canceled.
So, I thought I knew someone pulling some shit like, oh, we're not about to
something.
You probably would
do Halloween or something. LA County.
I think it's gonna look like it's like
I'm
county.
I'm gonna start decorating as soon as October 1st hits. I expect that shit.
Well, they in Riverside, they have all the Halloween stores and everything open.
Oh yeah,
like the spirits City, and all that stuff. So we're still. I don't know how
they waste no time.
By where we live, the street, there's one specific street where everyone goes trick or treating, and like the houses know like. I guess that's what they do.
Yeah.
They all get together.
But do you feel like Halloween's going to be kind of wild?
What do you mean wild?
This year? Like just
all in wild?
I think it's going to be mellow.
Or stripper wild.
I don't see, like, when we would do Halloween, it was nuts. But when I take my kids out, yeah, obviously,
like these kids don't do mischief night like, and all that shit.
Like, I don't see teenagers that much. Rarely. So I don't know what they do. But
I don't even see anyone in my neighborhood, to be honest.
Yeah, not I don't that know much, what huh? the teenagers do.
Like, dude, remember our neighborhood used to be like
cracking.
Like, fuck.
People used to steal our cats and shit. Assholes.
Our cats?
Yeah, they stole our cats on Halloween one year.
But they also say 47. It's a ritual thing, too. Like, they'll steal cats and sacrifice them.
I used to come home with a bag full of my pillow. What do you call it? The pillowcase. The pillowcase full of fucking candy. My feet will fucking hurt. Like walking so much.
The middle mission and shit. Yeah.
Maybe one of the rich houses. Well, not their rich houses, but
it seems like Halloween's like slowly evolving, like from what it used to be. You know.
I think it's more.
Dude, I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday.
I think it's turning into family parties.
Yeah, which is cool. I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, okay, we're going to do this at the house between the kids.
I heard one of our homies is going to have a Halloween party. Scott.
Scott?
Just look at the camera. Just look at the camera and say Scott's having a Halloween party.
Scott?
Is that who? That's a drive.
What's Scott?
When I went to go pick up that thing.
No, he lives somewhere else now.
Oh, he moved.
He was on Lemonade.
Well, he lives by my house. Like, literally.
Yeah, by the old neighborhood.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Literally, like, 5 minutes away.
Oh, I was like, oh, shit.
You went?
I was about to, but I was like, fuck, I was like dead.
You always lag. I'm surprised you came today.
Well, I'm here.
I was like, convince him of a good time. I was like, well, we can spend the night and fucking go to the beach and fucking have all kinds of fun.
He got me with the cuddling. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Well, now Martin's going to want to spend the night. See what you did, dude?
Yeah, school, virtual learning tomorrow.
Yeah, work tomorrow.
That's for you guys. That's stupid. I'm off all week. Oh. No, I got furlough, fool. Yeah, for
only
a week.
For a week, though.
Yeah, but still.
How did that conversation happen, or what went down that, if you can talk about it?
Oh, I mean, we kind of already expected, because, like, the aerospace industry took a hit. It was already, like, you know, it's like even, like, just, like, anybody working there, any department, it was like, damn, slow, like, fuck, like, what the fuck's going to happen? So, like, we kind of see it, like, happening, and then they did, like, a 40-employee layoff, like, a couple weeks back. And it was still slow. And then they're like, all right, so they took out, they removed second shift. It was only now one shift. And it's still, like, it's kind of, like, leveling off. Like, we're kind of, like, have actually work. It's, like, manageable now, you know? Like, it keeps the day flowing. But then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, we're getting furlough. They send an email and shit. So a whole week. You can either get unemployment or you can put in your vacation time.
Yeah,
Tony's putting vacation.
Tony's
time.
Company did that too. They just said, "Hey, just take a week off, just so it like kind of evens out." That's a lot of money if you really think about it.
I wanted to go to like Utah and shit, like somewhere like take like a road trip and shit. I still might. Any volunteers? Go. Call off work. Fuck it. You got vacation time.
He's just there.
I have 3 months.
And 3 months.
Do anything with it. He's tried taking like 3 different vacations and he can't.
You got to take vacation, bro. Cause like, dude, I have
600 hours.
600 hours.
Yeah. Can you cash that out?
When I retire, yeah.
What? You can't just cash it out? Like,
oh no, not periodically.
You have to use it.
Yeah.
Damn, you have to use it to get the money.
I remember I used to be able to cash that out. Just
nice.
Or if you get let go, you can like cash it out. No, that's the only way.
That's another way. Yeah.
That's a lot of hours.
Martin's
get he's like, fuck. Just let go. We'll get those 600 hours. Yeah.
Not that much. Hell no.
That's like a lot
that of shit.
But I don't know when you're going to need it, baby.
I thought they had, like, your job slowed down because of the fires. Because you're kind of close to the fires, no?
I don't know, dude. The whole industry, like, since no one's flying right now, like, there's no maintenance on the planes. There's no need, like, to fly. So there's no companies calling out for, like, new planes, new parts. Like, none of that shit. Well, just production is just on a standstill right now.
And they want you to, one of their options was jumping on unemployment. By the time you get it all filled out and then a response and the week's up already.
No, it takes like 2 weeks and get your money.
Yeah. Or how long is it now, though?
They did a furlough like 2 months ago, too. I was like, got the $600. I'm like, hey, this is pretty legit because it's like, you get more, a little bit more than what you regularly get paid. But the only downfall is, like, you got to wait 2 weeks or 2-3 weeks to, like, kick in.
Well, so they've already done this before, 2 years?
Yeah.
But damn, now it's a little scary because they keep...
I'm, like, straight because I'm, like, I have, like, vacation. I could have gone the unemployment route, but I'll just take vacation. I'm already, like, maxed out. I just did that.
You're not scared that you're going to get furloughed?
Laid I already off? Did.
No, like, for real. Like, cause it's only off. A week.
To the 40.
I'm not scared because I'm, like, I can, like, job anywhere else. I already got the experience there. I'm like, I'll just go take my, like, I go to, like, the medical field. They always need, like, quality there. Or I can go to, like anywhere where they require, like, quality assurance, like, inspection. And go there.
Oh. You know you have that.
Maybe a quality inspector at a strip club or what?
Tattoo. I inspect that booty. Come here, you.
I'm sure someone has that job, though.
Oh, I hope like not.
They're just like
the person who hires them. Like, I'm thinking
legit.
What do you mean? You hope not? Hell no. Don't want someone to have that job.
So what? What would they inspect, assholes, or how they smell when they're stripping?
Make sure it don't smell. Yeah, make sure it's clean.
I've never been to strip club in my life.
Just checking them out and saying, okay, you're good.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Not like fucking smelling assholes and shit.
Well, that's what. Well, I've never been.
Are
a
you fucking
club.
Odell Beckham, bro?
Know, oh dude. Shit!
You have to get shit on.
Is that
him,
shit
boy?
Real? Is that shit
it's
real?
It's real.
I don't know. I heard that shit's fake.
Fucking Slim Dangerous.
I don't know why that girl would go out there and say that though.
Well, what do you mean? Why would it? Yeah, obviously it's clout season.
That's how girls are, dude. They just all clout,
dude. It's
clout season.
What the fuck, like.
And why is it these girls that these fucking athletes get with are fucking ugly?
Like, yeah. Because they don't think they're going to tell and no one's going to believe them, probably.
Fuck yeah. that shit, dude.
It's easier.
Or it's just easy. Like, oh, like this. Hell it's yeah. not going to take any work. Or, you know, just...
She's because ugly she's as fuck.
And then, like, she's taken aback by, oh, this fucking NFL players. They might be the ones to tell first, though, right? You would think, the ugly ones?
Uh-huh.
But no one would believe them. You'd be like, what the fuck? Hell no.
That girl that Odell Beckham supposedly hired... Ugly as fuck.
Yeah, Slim Danger.
What's her name?
That's what they call
Slim
her.
Slim Danger?
Slim Danger.
Who called her that?
The world now, Craig.
Fuck.
Slim Danger, playa.
She just look sounds like the chick, when you guys were telling me about her, she just sounds like a chick that has like those
Uggs
that are like this.
She's someone's baby's mama, like someone famous.
Is she?
For real?
Yeah. Look, she. Oh,
is
yeah.
Tekashi?
She got Donkey of the Day.
Oh, Tekashi?
Chief Keef's baby mama.
She got Donkey of the Day.
Oh, fuck. So it might be real.
That's
then.
Not her baby mama.
Oh, shit.
That's Chief Keef's baby
might
mama.
Be real, then.
That's why they were beefing, too, with 6ix9ine and all that bullshit.
Oh, yeah. 6ix9ine took her on a shopping spree or something like
yeah.
that. Oh, yeah. Here. Keef Keef's rumored baby mama.
See, that's what I was talking about earlier. Like, if you're like.
He had a
if
Christian
she's like,
Dior
like
fake
legit
sandals. It said Christian Dior.
Girl you want to talk so, to, you know.
Fake
like,
ones, yeah.
Yeah.
You got some look teeth on her. She looks like
gross.
A lot lizard.
And none of them, like all of them look like Hoochie.
They all
they
look
all
nasty.
Are.
Look at
the how bruises on her leg.
I don't
like,
understand.
Why not Photoshop that?
No, but like, how do these chicks get, I see it on like strippers and all that. Like, how do they get bruises from what?
Because well, the guys like fucking grab their fucking legs and one thing leads to another.
That's just. Jesus, that's all. This is like
too.
Nasty right here.
Out of all three of them, which one do you fuck?
First one and third one.
Shit, I love Melissa, and I would never do anything.
Well, it was a question for all of us. You don't have to answer.
See, this is Cat.
Well,
this is
only for the
this
podcast.
This is the original one. Cat Stacks. I'm telling you, is the original.
That's what she
right
looks
here.
Like now.
Yeah, she was the original.
Oh, after you
now.
Said that,
yeah, remember that. Yeah.
What's his name? Fucking Adam 22 said that. Like, oh yeah, you're like the new Cat Stacks. A Selena Powell.
Adam said, or Adam 22.
Who did she
come
who
back?
Who was she messing with?
Props.
That kind of blew her up.
Soldier Boy.
It was Soldier Boy?
Because I supposedly did coke off of her.
Fuck. Where was she at?
Where was she back at? In the day.
Oh, no. Like,
oh, well, then isn't Chief Keef? Is he O Block too or no?
I mean, how did Deion Sanders get in this?
Oh,
shit?
Yeah.
Because you brought up the O Block thing.
Yeah.
What would they do?
Put so fucking. You guys know about the shit that's going on in Chicago, right? How fucking nuts it is out there.
Yeah, a lot of shootings, a lot of dead bodies.
How nuts
yeah.
is it?
So this fucking area in Chicago, I think it's called O Block, or is that just short for something?
Like King Von's a rapper,
yeah,
Lil Durk,
some shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that area is so fucking Chief crazy Keith. That the city put a fence around that area, and the only way to get into that area is through a police booth. and you have to live there, proof that you live there.
Oh,
and the only
shit.
Way you could get out to go to work and whatever. But it's so fucking crazy that they fucking put a fence around a neighborhood where families and all that shit's going on living.
Isn't that where Tekashi like did that like video? Like, so like mock
Tekashi fucking made a video and he's just like fucking around and he looks over the fence, he's all, oh, there's real killers out there. There's real killers out there. And then he starts running and then someone from O Block was recording him and saying like he's lucky so and so wasn't there or he would got sniped or whatever, like with some real shit. Cause like that same day, Keith Keep's cousin or little Dirk or some rapper, his cousin got killed where that fool was chilling at. Cause she was recording that same day.
Michelle Obama used to live there.
Oh yeah, I seen.
Really?
Yeah. Grew up in the projects. I guess it was like a where
there's right that's a come up.
That's a sick ass come up.
No, but it wasn't like that back when she was.
No,
saying.
I heard it's, oh, it was always bad. Because what's his name was always like was from there too. Well, probably not as bad as now, but I heard it was always been bad. What's a guy that's Quincy Jones?
Mm.
Wasn't he from there too?
I think so. Common. I think Common's from there.
Common's from Chicago.
But isn't that nuts though? Fucking they put a fence around a block. That's like that wall, the Berlin Wall type of shit. Like to separate like the city.
Well, yeah, you have to show paper. That's crazy. Just I think that's how
it's just nuts.
It's going to get sooner or later though.
And that's also because like all this shit that's going on with the riots and the police thing, like a lot of police are just like,
it seems like riots are like a common thing now. You know, like,
yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't really call them riots.
What do you call them?
It doesn't feel like a riot.
Or protesting.
It seems more like a protest that they loot. Not necessarily like a... Like, I mean, there has
well,
been
I think
riots
Portland
for sure.
And like all that.
Yeah,
like
that's
what
riot.
Riot. That's like some real shit.
When someone's just protesting and then they go loot, it's just like looting. But when they're fighting the cops, like they're fucking wearing shields and shit, like Portland, that's crazy.
That shit they did in Compton, that shit was fucked up.
Yeah, that shit's scandalous.
I was about to get to bring that too. Up.
Why? What happened there?
What?
Compton?
Yeah, in Compton.
Recently?
Yeah.
So last night.
Yesterday. Was talking about it.
Oh, is this the LA? The
happened in LA. Some dude just went up to these cops and just shot them while they were just chilling in their truck.
Oh, there's right there.
Yeah, I didn't know it was in Compton, LA.
That's kind of like the 50 Cent movie, huh? Like, oh, you guys were sleeping, so you rolled up on the cops, and you shot him, and then you tried blaming on the other guy.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to watch this, go to Channel 7, Instagram or something.
Oh, shot in the head.
I haven't seen the unedited video, the one where like the cop actually gets out and he's like, stumbling.
Well, yeah. Look, it showed it. Right.
No,
well, it looked
it
like it was
really
about
show.
To.
It just opens the door. Well,
that's ABC 7. They're not going to.
Yeah, they ain't going to show this.
But look how nuts that's going to. That shit.
They're on a manhunt.
Fuck
a manhunt.
Living in that neighborhood right now.
Oh, they got the Marine Force?
Oh, they're taking it. They're going to pull everyone over.
Bro,
they're just checking everybody.
Not only did you just kill a cop.
No, I think they're alive, though.
What?
They survived.
Yeah, they survived. Oh, no, they're in critical condition. But I'm saying, you tried to kill them.
Yeah.
You did not just fucking just try to kill a cop, but you also did it, like, just randomly without, like, them even having a chance.
Dude,
they're going to make an example out of this person.
And you did it to one of the biggest gangs in the world, LAPD.
Yeah, every
like,
cop right now,
get the fuck out
of here. That was like an uproar. I mean, even the president fucking tweeted about it, so that means that even fucking sparked even more shit.
Yeah. That's huge.
That's just fucking scary.
And I bet you anything it was just like for the fuck of it, you know?
See, I wonder if it was a gang initiation.
That's what I was about to say.
Or if it was...
It wasn't premeditated.
It was like a random thing where this guy's just loose, like his fucking marbles are fucked up. Or he's just like, hey, fuck cops, blah, blah, blah. Like, this is... My way of fucking shit.
But it looked like someone was at the end of the alley, like someone waiting for the other guy.
Yeah,
the
I did
video.
See you guy
it
look, at the end.
Look at someone right there.
So they need to find that person and see if they can get some info from him.
There was another video where it showed the other side. Oh, some other person's like casually walking back there.
Yeah, but you just never know. Been part of it.
It might
be
a gang thing because, like, remember back in the day, like, if you would see headlights off and you would flash them, they would say, like, it was like a blood thing or a crypt thing or whatever, and, like, they'll come back and kill you. That's the way they got into their game. Legend.
What is this? A street or like a sidewalk?
No,
it's
that was
a metro station.
Metro station. They're just literally there. Doing anything.
Bunch
so you think this had like you think what this person did, it's definitely influenced from what's been going on?
I think he just wants a name first. I think like, oh,
I don't think he wants a name for himself because if the name comes up, then he's pretty much fucked.
No, but I'm saying it's kind of like a
retaliation.
Not retaliation, but like I'll be known forever.
It's
now.
A symbol.
Like I'm
known from
this
who?
Is what I'm doing for this. You know what I mean?
this cause. He's
yeah. on the street. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm thinking. It could be that.
Street cred?
But I don't know. Who knows?
Bro, he's not even covered up. Right. They're going to find him real quick.
I think in a matter of days.
You remember? I mean, dude, there's been so many of these.
He looks like a young. This looks like a young.
Well, the thing that dude. Fucked it up, they said it's a fisheye camera, so you can't tell how tall he is or how big he is.
Yeah, but just how he's running.
Well, that's he's as tall as a, yeah, the, like a the patrol dude. Car. Look at a little yeah, bit shorter. Yeah,
another guy.
Just how he's running. That's like a.
I don't know.
20s.
Yeah, but you guys remember that Christopher Dorner one?
Oh, that shit was.
Then there's that one in Texas.
That shit had me entertained.
The one in Texas.
That shit was crazy. Like, he was on a manhunt, and then he was like, I don't know, it's kind of like low key. I was kind of rooting for that guy.
The manifesto. It was nuts. But he exposed a lot of shit, a lot of corruption.
In the LA sheriffs, right? It wasn't there. Yeah. He didn't expose like a gang that was actually there. Like, they had and tattoos and all that.
They're being exposed now.
I heard they're going to make a movie out of them.
Are they?
I heard they were. Or at least that's what I want.
To shoot it right.
Fucking you should play him, Cormory. Are you saying his name?
Daniel Cormier?
Daniel Cormier.
Tyler Perry?
Damn, dude. I hate that you put that out in the world. Because like, then I just... I feel like
Tyler Perry's going to hear this.
Yeah. Or like somehow the universe is going to...
Play that and then put us on your fucking...
He don't even act no more. He just like directs like sitcoms.
He's just rich.
He's just rich as shit, dude.
Rich my beer. As fuck.
What are you going to get?
Hey, but were you one of those guys that ate free lunch? Breakfast?
No, I was the one that ate free lunch during lunchtime.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know they gave free lunch in the morning.
I never did it, but I remember people would do it. Just eat breakfast in the morning, and I'd always think, like, what the fuck? Like,
this one must be for. Or what? Or what'd you think?
Or, no, I would never think that. I would always think, like,
chocolate milk.
They had to get to work. I mean, they had to get to school early as fuck, so that no, their moms probably didn't make them shit.
I didn't feel like the sacrifice was worth it, you know, like, to get there that early and shit. I would get there like right on time, like 5 minutes before my like.
Yeah, but started. I don't think everyone kind of had that luxury because they probably lived far and their parents dropped them off early as fuck before going to work.
Their parents didn't love them. Like, you know what? I'm not feeding
your ass. Damn, that's fucked up. Yeah.
I would get there early just so I could get the breakfast and then you play basketball. School.
So that's super. Like, I've seen those guys too, super early.
Dude, some kids would be there like an hour before. Like.
You get your breakfast and then you go play basketball and then you go.
Like, do you live here? Or?
I remember my mom fucking yelling at us because she had to get to work on time. So it was like, hurry the fuck up, and then
I used to be late because Andy's.
Once I started getting a ride from Andy, it was downhill.
Speaking of free lunch from schools, what's going on with the whole fucking Travis Scott?
Whoever is his marketing person or manager, whoever got this.
That shit's working because it got us talking about it.
It's fucking crazy, dude. What's the last time you've seen some shit like this?
Yeah, but I don't know why you would sign off on it if you're Travis Scott. What's the.
What do you
mean? It's just money, but like.
Did you guys hear about that cancer kid that he posted a. He had cancer, right? Dude. So he posted a picture of him having like, oh, like this made my day having a Travis Scott meal. You know, it brightens up my day, you know? I guess Travis Scott got like wind of it and he's like, oh, I'm going to do something. Like, I'm going to hook you up. And then I don't know what, like, happened after that.
But no, I think it's part of, like, he probably saw, like, he has a lot of young audience. Because when he did the Fortnite concert, it was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So he's like, you know what? Fuck it. You know, why not do Happy Meal? And I think that's big to do a Happy Meal collab. I think that's
Oh, it's a Happy Meal? I thought it was an actual meal.
Is it a Happy Meal?
Or is it like a $6 meal?
It's not a Happy Meal.
It's just a quarter pounder.
Oh, it's a quarter pounder. I thought it was a Happy Meal.
But the thing is,
this looks more catered towards kids.
But the thing is, it's not like the quarter pounder. It's just a regular quarter pounder. It's just the same. Yeah. There's nothing different. There's no Travis Scott labeling or nothing. Okay, the receipt says Travis.
But I bet you that's gonna be worth money. Like, his merch is so expensive.
But do you really go up to McDonald's like, yeah, let me get the Travis Scott meal?
I was going to the other day. I wanted to see what it was, but the line was too long.
I don't have to. I have to like go in there like.
No, look at the merch. Go to the merch.
So the merch you sent me the other day, most of it sold out. Then they put another line of merch.
Yeah, he just came out with a different line. But, bro, it's so whack because you remember the South Pole
Cactus
jeans?
Jack? Is that what it's called?
South Pole, like, jean shorts? He literally has those on there.
I was going to order that hat just to resell it.
He's trying to bring them back or what?
No, it's just...
No, it's just, it's probably cheap material. And he's like, fuck it, I'm going to
make and some the, money. And it's $150.
That looks like
those are $250.
Harry Potter shirt.
Harry Potter. Well, that looks pretty sick. I don't know about the McDonald's, but
have you seen the memes? Like, Cactus Jack.
What's a McDonald's thing?
Like, have you seen the memes? Cactus like, Jack it'd be like Cactus Jack, and it has a question mark. I'm like, the only Cactus Jack I know is this guy. And wrestler, fucking Mankind, right? All bleeding and shit.
Yeah. Is that where you got it from?
I would think. Right? Like, yeah. What the heck?
Yellow ones. Green barbecue sauce. Is
that even a thing? Wanting kids to do drugs and shit. Your style.
I know what you're up to.
But this is pretty big though. Like, I can't remember Michael Jordan doing a McDonald's thing.
Yeah, because he had Nike because and he had Gatorade.
And he cared about human beings.
No, you're right. He did have Gatorade, so. Yeah. Well, Shaq, he had Burger King.
Burger King's amazing.
Burger King's not as big as McDonald's.
Burger King's like.
People talk all that shit on McDonald's. Look at that hat right there.
I could see that reselling.
Have you guys liked anything from Burger King?
I used to eat the subs when I was a kid. Like the chicken subs?
Where the chicken fingers were in the sandwich?
With marinara?
Like the it was just chicken. One big sub. It was like a long sub.
A big ass
sub. I remember they had the chicken. For a little while, they had. It was a long sub, but they had individual little chicken. Like those ones, chicken sticks, like inside of them. They had like that mayonnaise. Like,
yeah, I think that might be the same thing. Shit, I just probably never knew that they were separated. Bro. Yeah. Fire.
Whoppers? One. The whole place.
I don't know, but I wouldn't buy this shit to wear it. I'll buy it to just resell it.
I bought the cups just to resell it.
What cups?
Cut the grass. No, hell no. That shirt's $50.
Those sweatpants are pretty sick.
That's how these kids. You're not doing this for no kid shit because these kids can't afford. This is all for like.
Dang, dude, that's a whole catalog right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But I'm saying I think fucking kids definitely spread the word, you know, asking their parents.
That's a whole catalog right there. That's all I'm saying. Like, goddamn, they got the hoodies. They got the. Wets, they got the fucking picnic blanket and shit.
It's kind of cool, but it's only cool because we know what to think.
What the fuck? Go back up. Ben Steele's what?
Ben Steele's Travis Scott meal poster. See that? Like that's the type of shit that's happening. They know they can resell it.
Yeah. I'll buy that off of that guy just because that's funny. And that money's not going to Travis Scott.
What is that? Video. Buddy Rich.
Yeah, it's all.
But I don't even think his music is that good. That big.
I don't think I even heard a song that I like.
Closely related to. I don't really. If you were to show me two different songs, one's Travis Scott and one's Kanye, I'd probably be like, oh. Those sound like Kanye.
Yeah, I just didn't like when I saw him perform at Lollapalooza. It was like too.
Fake.
Yeah, it was all orchestrated. So you try to like make a fake. Big fight in the crowd, and that was like a transition for the next song. I just felt like I was watching like
Kardashian.
Yeah, like a reality show type. It just felt too fake.
It was
like, bro,
also
just show your talent, just sing. Like you don't have to.
Yeah, also because he went right after Post Malone, and Post Malone put on a fucking show.
Insane.
Post Malone's show was the shit.
Yeah, Post Malone's way
better. The shit, dude. Like
I thought it was Travis and then Post Malone.
I think it was Post and then because Travis was later at night because he was releasing that fucking Astroworld album. It was like the
what's up with that concert? You guys are still going or what?
What concert?
We got our money back. Coachella?
Yeah, Coachella. You got your money back?
Canceled, no. Baby.
This one did.
No way.
Oh, you did it for next year?
No, we're keeping it.
Just keeping it.
I thought everybody did.
Why did you?
Yeah.
Then why are you asking, motherfucker?
Because I don't know if you guys were not.
No, we're still going. We're fucking riders, homeboy.
Get your refund next year.
Things aren't going to happen.
The world's never gonna be the same.
This guy, Fauci said, not gonna end until the end of next year.
The fuck, I thought he
and
said
it's smart. I mean, it's not smart, but I'm saying, people are just they're not thinking if they think, hey, when the fucking ball drops, 2021, the shit's just gonna be over. It just doesn't work that way. You know? And then when this vaccine does come out, you think like everyone's just gonna get it?
I'm not taking it unless they. It's gonna end up. Having,
you're gonna have to take it. It might be years from now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Unless my job requires it, which they probably will, and then our kids aren't gonna be able to go back to school unless they take it. Like that's so crazy.
I feel like it's gonna be required because it's a business.
We're all gonna be a part of that fucking settlement on TV. You took this fucking vaccine. You might be entitled for a settlement
for sure. For fucking the hand sanitizer. Next year, are your hands breaking?
I think it's gonna.
Are you bleeding from your fingers? Like
I think it's gonna get to a point where it's gonna be like another.
Do you glow in the dark?
It's just gonna be like another common cold, you know, like each pandemic and each like big like huge like virus like this one, Like, it never controlled 100%. They can only control it to a certain point where, like, you get it, but it's not as, well, the first one, you know, it's not as bad.
The first big one took a decade. I mean, I know technology wasn't where it's at now.
What was the first big one?
Wasn't it the
plague?
The Black Death. Now there's more Spanish before. Flu.
There's been more, but I read something earlier that said, like, people think, like, a pandemic just goes away that quick. Like, it takes a long time.
Well,
I don't know. It looks like other countries are fucking, I mean, not all of them, but there's some that have it under control. Like, fucking where it started at in China, they're having music festivals.
But you can just tell driving around and
it
all that.
It seems like they overhyped it.
People are just over it. People are at a point where they're like, of course. Fuck, like, dude,
yeah,
I'm
but
at
the same time, like, you're kind of, it's still in the back of your mind, like, you're, like, you might not believe it, but at the same time, you're like, fuck.
What if, like, it happens to you, yeah.
Like, last week,
that's,
like,
a, that's not a good reason when to be I wasn't like, here. Oh, it's all just party now.
Yeah, the like, reason I wasn't here, because I felt sick, and I told them, I was like, I feel like shit.
Now you're telling.
But fucking, like, my mom gave me the temperature check, and I was not even over 90. It was just all in my head, too, because, like, I felt like I was getting sick, so I just drugged myself up. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to stay away from everyone just in case. But, like, the next day, like, I started feeling a little bit better. But in the back of my mind, like, I don't want to fucking, if I do have it, I don't even, I ain't trying to spread it to no one. It literally went away, like, in a day and a half.
So that's one of the biggest things I always say. It's like, people don't, like, aren't ready for what it's going to be like come fucking flu season, come winter. Because everyone's going to get sick, like, normally
regular
do. And then well, it's gonna be a crazy panic yeah it's gonna be a crazy panic and
one sneeze you're gonna be like
yeah
and I see that at work already people are like
yeah and that's a big thing
and I sneeze like, a lot as it is too so people
yeah,
look at
me too
like,
have allergies like crazy so
and people it's all around you at all times like I was telling I forgot who I was telling but I go to work they check you they do the temperature check and you have to wear your mask and there's all kinds of signs everywhere and everyone's talking about it and you see it all day, and then you see it on the news, and you go home, and the same shit every day. It's like, it's in the back of the mind. Like, you're thinking about it, even though...
In sports, you see them wearing
yeah,
masks.
You see everywhere. It's a, it's,
well, it's
all
kind
around
of like some zombie shit where you're like, in every movie, oh, did you get bit? But that one person gets bit, and they're just hiding it. Like, I'm sick, but I don't have COVID, but I'm just a regular
we're
sick.
We're just
like,
lucky.
I'm just having so I'm trying to hide it, like...
We're just lucky this shit isn't as bad as, like,
yeah,
could
that's
be,
severe.
You know? It was like the plague, like something like, oh fuck, like
you
it's just
get it,
killing
you're
people.
Yeah,
yeah, like because that's where God bless you came from.
Yeah,
you know because if like you,
sneeze,
you know if you sneeze, it's
die.
Like oh shit, you
like
know,
you're,
well,
like, all right,
God
you're
bless
done.
You, man. Like you know, you're done.
I'll finally be able to buy some new shoes my size.
This one,
bro, nines are nine, harsh. Nine and a halfs are so hard to find right now.
That's me right there. I'm exactly. getting your shoes.
I'm like, that's like the average, I guess, for males.
Just some little ass feet.
My range is from 9.5 to 10.
You're wearing
depends on the brand.
I'm gonna wear socks like
or like
9.5. So when I buy my Vans, I'll buy 9.5. Those are the Vans I'm gonna wear socks with. If I don't wear socks, I'll buy nines.
The fuck, you don't wear socks on some.
No, and sometimes you just especially uh-huh.
depends on style.
Stupid.
Yeah,
that's just uncomfortable because like makes your like feet smell.
Maybe you, but
you can wear like, the you can wear even the hidden socks or whatever those little ones.
I was thinking the same
shit. I mean, they have them for guys too.
I'm not gonna say anything because I used to wear those socks when I used to wear Sperry's and shit.
You used to wear what?
The Sperry's.
What is that?
You don't know about that
what
shit, son.
Joe Kelly would never wear Sperry's.
Fuck Joe Kelly. Fuck
I don't
the,
like
Dodgers.
The Dodgers. Either.
Remember you had the
what,
Everest?
What?
Remember you had the Everest that you got from Factory 2U? You trying to make them, make me think that they were the new M&M's?
I got them at Kmart.
You got them at a Kmart discount,
huh? Are
so.
You an Angel fan?
Dodgers, baby.
This is your boy right here, then, Joe Kelly.
Yep.
Just
so,
because
I was watching
what?
That game.
Is he good or he just had that one game?
He's good,
no,
bro.
No, he's good.
Is he? Yeah. I don't watch baseball like that.
Well, he was good.
Don't ever fuck. That's why I asked him.
No, you fucking literally told him.
He was. I said, is he good or he just had that one game?
He was good when he was with the Red Sox, and then we got him, and he like was kind of shaky. Now he's like has his. But when he when he struck him out, he was good.
And he's from Chino, right?
I'm not sure where exactly.
Yeah, I know he's from the IE.
But what he did on that the game versus the Astros that made him into a fucking legend. Because fucking murals are popping up LA every, well, I don't know about everywhere, but here for sure.
Everywhere. It's just one for him. Just one. No.
But I'm sure there's going to be more.
There was mad media attention because he did.
But it got so big that he went, him and his family went, his daughter, his son, all that, and they posed with the face. They all did the
That's
face.
That's a sick ass mural.
Though. I guess a couple like famous people.
But do you know the backstory why like this even happened?
Because the Astros are cheating, right?
Yeah, yeah. So like everybody was against it. They're getting hit by balls, like the whole deal.
But look at how he did the mural. But the elbow, bro. That's elbows are hard. That shit's so clean.
How many elbows you've done here?
I've drawn a couple elbows before. I've tried at least.
I'll just put a circle and like just like
not even look at the circle, the arm texture and everything.
I like what he did even with the rolls blue, in the neck where he looks like he's kind of like glowing.
Yeah. I just think that she's dope as fuck,
dude. Yeah. Imagine the Houston Astros if they would have had like fans in actual stadiums, dude. They would have got like booed like every single like away game.
They would have got their ass fights. Beat.
No, they're fights.
They would have got their ass beat. I don't think the Astros would have made it out of L.A. if there was fans.
Did you see the video when they're like, they were like coming in the tour bus?
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like, fuck the Astros. And they're like flipping them off. They're like banging in trash cans because that's what they used to cheat.
Yeah.
They have one of the sickest.
It's funny when they sweep.
Astros have one of the sickest.
Like when they get swept or something.
Oh, yeah. They bring the broom out.
Yeah. Shit's
like, they might have a video too.
The older ones.
Oh, yeah. The older ones right here. Yeah.
I've never seen the older.
Like these. I would rock one of those. I love those.
I like the orange 70s. Color.
Yeah, they look pretty sick.
Nolan Ryan.
I agree. For some reason, they look kind of like the Denver Nuggets a little bit. Why does Denver Nuggets have a rainbow?
Because they're gay.
Is it a rainbow?
It looks like a rainbow.
It's not a rainbow. It's a fucking...
What is it, Gabriel? Tell me right now.
It's just the colors. Is
it? Explain
the
yourself.
Nuggets that have that?
It looks like a fucking rainbow.
I think it's just orange, blue...
Look at that shit.
Yeah, that shit looks pretty
is
rainbow.
Is it a rainbow? Oh, I guess, yeah.
So that's rainbow as shit.
They support
the progressive baby. Progressive.
But they've had those colors for a long time.
Bro, they're taking the clip. I hope they fucking whoop the Clippers' ass.
Fuck you, fool.
He's a Clipper fan.
All of a sudden.
And I got disappointed, bro. They blew like a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter today.
Oh, yeah.
16-point lead like
dude,
Friday.
I want the Clippers to win.
Motherfuckers, like.
The Clippers versus Lakers is going to be the.
That's gonna be epic.
I'm a Bulls fan, but I don't hate on those two teams. But I want the Clippers to fucking win the whole thing. But Miami, I think
Lakers
Miami's gonna go all the way.
No, they're gonna win the whole thing though.
I don't think they're gonna win the whole thing.
Jimmy Butler's just a
Miami's solid.
I think it's gonna be Miami
and the Celtics.
Clippers.
That Hero kid's a rookie and he's just
he's good.
Killing that shit. But imagine having he has a little brother. Imagine having being the little brother, seeing your older brother. A rookie NBA just playing the playoffs. Like,
well, fucking,
I think that'd be so sick.
What's that ball kid from the Ball family?
Lonzo Ball?
The younger LaMelo. One is fucking badass.
Oh,
well, he saw his brother go to the Lakers and all that shit, and he's going to be better than him.
Lonzo?
Yeah, but...
That boy's a beast.
Lonzo's good.
That boy's
not,
a beast.
But he's not no...
He's like, not dominant as they...
No, not Lonzo. I'm talking
be.
About
LaMelo.
Melo.
That's what they said about Lonzo, though. So, you don't know until like, he actually gets...
But they've always said that about his younger brother.
Because to go from college to like NBA is like a whole different.
Yeah, but this kid is Hero in at Miami is actually balling, playing crucial minutes in like a playoff series. Mm. You know what I mean? So, as being a rookie like that, but just having a little brother look at like, brother's fucking on. Like, oh, that's my fucking. Oh, fucking. Just,
must be crazy.
He felt like that when I played the blue and gold in. My elementary, and I fucking missed the last shot, bro. I still remember that shit to this day.
Blue and
remember
gold.
That shit? Remember blue and gold and Terrace? Like they would do like a blue and gold thing. Like I was gold and the other team was blue, and it was like a competition.
Play football,
basketball. But I was in the basketball one, and I think my team made it all the way to like the finals, and then the other team. And then we went to play at the local high school,
Alex,
and we were fucking shooting. My parents, everyone was there. I was all fucking excited, little chubby kid. Fucking go for the shot to make the winning fucking, and I missed like a motherfucker.
No,
that shit didn't even reach to the fucking, to the rim.
In front of everybody?
Airballed it.
Yeah, and then it was like a movie. As soon as I missed it, and everyone just jumped off their fucking benches, and I was just standing there like an idiot, like, in my face.
It's crazy how you still think of shit like that, though.
Huh? What if I would have made it?
That's pretty
traumatizing. What if that would have inspired me to become a fucking NBA fucking basketball player?
You're tall, though.
It wouldn't happen. I think I just became wrestling.
Well, you're not tall enough, fool. NBA players are like 6 feet. Fucking.
I'm like 5'9", maybe?
Oh.
No, 6'1".
What the fuck?
That's a big jump.
I don't know. I'm guessing. I'm guessing.
How fucking don't know your height?
The fuck? How tall are you?
5'8"?
5'9".
5'8"? 5'9"?
5'9".
Oh, you...
Yeah, but we're from 5'8" to 6'1". That's a whole fucking 4 inches right there.
We're literally the same height. Yeah, he said 5'9". I was like, I thought I was 5'9".
That's, like, that's why I said 6'1".
Like, oh, yeah. So, yeah, if you're at least 6'1", 6'2", you could have made it. At least.
But you'll be a small basketball
player. Yeah, you'll be small. Guy. You'll be, yeah. Even Steph Curry looks small, but he's like what, 6'6"? Somewhere up really? There. He's like 6'3".
Yeah.
Something like that.
For real?
Big. Yeah. Yeah.
Literal
the big guys are like 7", like 6'8".
Have you ever seen
eight,
them in person?
Nine.
Like close up?
6'3". Yeah, 6'3". I've seen... Kevin Durant and yeah, James. 6'3".
He looks small.
When Kevin Durant was on OKC with James Harden, I was in Vegas and I seen Kevin Durant. And it was crazy. Like, no one was really even. He's so tall.
Yeah.
Bro, he was. So you're just. Okay, just imagine a pool party in Vegas.
Yeah.
See the crowd and you just see someone way bigger than everybody just walking through the crowd. And it was crazy how no one even like said anything. I was like, oh, shit. And James Harden was right behind him.
That's tight. Dude, when we saw Jordan and Knott's Berry Farm when we were kids, he looked like a fucking a tree walking by and shit. Like, this fool is tall as shit.
I stayed at the Marriott across from the Staples Center once, and the Lakers had a game against Houston fucking Rockets or whatever. And I seen all the basketball players from Houston, and I didn't even know who they were. But they look so fucking weird. Some of them were in shorts, some of them were just in regular clothes. And they, like, if they weren't ball players, and we talked about this before, like, they would just look fucking weird.
Big regular reason, fucking. Yeah.
What would they do?
Work at Stater Brothers? I don't know. It's fucking weird. And they would get, I mean.
I feel so sorry for the kids that are that big and they're not athletic whatsoever.
Oh, I've seen those too, like the nerdy ones.
They're just
lops.
Yeah, just
flimsy.
It's fucking crazy.
Flimsy. Crazy.
Like, I wish I would have seen, like, Andre the Giant. That motherfucker was like. Huge beast. Did you ever watch this 30 for 30?
Yeah. No, that's the one where he's like,
well, those
beers, like crazy. Yeah. Like six,
and they're like little ass cans in
like
his hand.
Nothing. It was nothing.
Those fools look like mutants. Like,
but,
I saw.
But they don't live long, huh?
I saw Brock Lizard.
They're like dogs. Like the big dogs. Great Danes.
They haven't done any more of those on the Dark Side of the Ring or anything.
Yeah, they have.
Have they? I haven't seen. What was the last one they did?
The last one they did was the guy from Puerto Rico.
Where he gets killed?
But no, he killed his whole family.
Chris Benoit?
No, another one. I don't know his name. I've never heard of this guy. But that show is fucking tight.
Bro, the Chris Benoit.
I
want to
watch
so
Chris Benoit.
Nuts,
so
bro.
That was sad.
Fucking
what's that on?
Like,
it should be on YouTube now.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy how you could tell he was.
Yeah, CTE?
Not even that. It's just like he knew what he was doing, but at the same time, I don't know. It was getting like. Blurred.
In the
like,
20?
Yeah, he knew it was wrong, blah, 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 but at the same time.
Well,
it was
I mean, because what happened with him was he already had that fucking, that hereditary thing. Like, someone in his family was already crazy. So, bless him, CTE getting hit and getting head chair shots, because they used to take head chair shots for real.
Real shit, yeah.
And plus all the steroids he took and not sleeping, going town to town. I fucked him up.
They might have jump started it.
Yeah. But the way he did it, like, I don't want to spoil it because.
Yeah.
But the way he did it was just like some fucking Dexter shit. Like.
Well, that's what I'm saying, where you could clearly see that when you start researching stuff, you obviously know what you're going to do.
But even he was at the edge, and then, my bad, Eddie Guerrero, when Eddie Guerrero died, that fucking just pushed him.
Oh, I did see that little piece I walked by when you were watching it. But there's this girl that I know that. Brother committed suicide, and he was in the military, and he was like a savant. Like, he wanted to be an engineer. He's a really smart guy, but he just had you know problems with depression. So he literally took the right dose that he knew would kill him, of whatever type of medicine, wrote the actual formula on a piece of paper to let his family know, hey, I know exactly what I'm doing, blah blah blah, blah, and then wrote a note and then killed him. He knew exactly what he was doing. Fucking crazy.
Why do you do it? Or what?
It's just mental health. You just can't handle it sometimes.
That's going on around right now.
Well, they're saying it's getting worse, right? Well, because everyone's just at home now. Or a lot of people are at home.
I think it has to do with like a lot with like social media influencing like people and like.
I can definitely, I can see that for the younger kids for sure. Even older people, it doesn't matter if they. I can see them being depressed, like damn, like their life looks great.
Oh yeah, aspect. Then also a lot of people work. It kind of relieves, takes that out of their head, you know, gives up something for a little while. So imagine distracts if you're them. Not at work, yeah, distracts them. Now you're just at home.
Yeah, because
if I didn't work, I'd feel like, well,
no, I would hitchhike.
Takes your incentive no, but away.
It gives you something to like. Even
I think I would though. Like if I was like I say, I would live in the '60s. I think I would like to fucking ride the train across the country and shit.
Yeah, cause a lot of people
didn't, be a like, tramp.
didn't work, and they're just like they're more like a free spirit. Like I'll just see where like.
So let's talk about this. What if you inherited money, or you had like Indian blood, just like that guy we were watching earlier, that you're like having this big check coming every month.
Invest it.
What would you? Yeah, I mean that's, you know, that's a smart thing to do. But someone that just obviously is getting money all the time, doesn't matter if you invest it or not, it's always gonna come.
I would do it.
Would you have fun with it? Would you invest it? Would you just go and be a nomad, go travel the world?
Yeah, I would. Start like a clothing, do shit, little shit like that.
Yeah, but he's saying that money that's never gonna stop.
I know, so I do a whole bunch of open, yeah, a whole bunch of things.
I think what he's meant, what he means is like not like invested, not like work, just like what would you do for fun?
Not even
Martin
that.
Doesn't know fun if you know Martin. But he's thinking that because like,
fun?
He obviously like you didn't come from that, so like you're thinking about money, you're thinking about
making more money because
you're gonna make more money. But dude, you're already rich as fuck. Getting off.
Okay, then yeah. I don't know.
Travel, it's tough. A lot of them become alcoholics and
travel.
But even that gets probably.
I think travel.
What are you gonna? You're gonna travel, but you're gonna drink. I'll drink while I travel.
Well, yeah, of course. But I'm just saying, like,
but I'll be so tired.
That sounded horrible.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah. I mean, there's no way you're not gonna do that.
I think you'd die quicker because you. You'd be like, oh, I'm just gonna party then.
I think
drugs and all that.
Fucking cool. I mean, I think kind of, what's that guy? Joe Coy? No, not Joe Coy. The guy that was on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Cho.
David Cho. He kind of does it. He's super rich.
Yeah, but
he
he's
just
like,
travels around.
Yeah, he's in a dark ass fucking place.
But he's scary. Yeah. Like, something's up with him in his head.
That's crazy.
But scary. Okay, but that goes back to the Beckham thing where he's like, even for all rich people, it seems like they get to a certain point where they're doing some crazy ass, weird, kinky shit.
Nah, but that's a fetish.
Getting
though,
shit
dude.
On and all. I know, but it seems like, well, like I said, it might just because we know them because they're rich and stuff like that.
I think it's just the media is so like hyped, like zoned in on them that like any little thing, like oh, that's like what the fuck are they doing, you know, like. And then you don't know that the whole true story, you know, it could be like.
Well,
any
no, the
thing.
Guy from McAfee, like remember the virus protection software. He was known for doing that too, but he was also mega rich.
Well, so, even like the Epstein shit.
Doing what? Can you shit on?
They're all rich.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, he started a like, cult pretty much. His whole story is on Netflix.
It's fucking crazy.
He killed someone in like a different country and like tried to get away with it.
Like the
I
rich
got
people
away
that
with
go,
it. Yeah.
Like the rich people that hunt people.
There was a movie. I forgot what it was, but
it's called The Hunt.
Was it?
It's a new movie called The Hunt.
Oh, but there was an older movie where it's like they're in a city and shit like that, and they would just. Get a homeless person, make sure he had no family, and when they put him out there, and then the rich people would just pay to go hunt him.
I almost feel
like it's an old school 80s movie.
Do you believe that could be true?
Hell fucking yeah, it could be true.
I think
bro,
it's true.
There's all fuck there's
yeah,
just
buy an
crazy
island.
Shit.
Oh, yeah. They buy an island and they just do it.
Epstein showed everything can be true.
That's the one on Netflix, right?
So that's
Epstein.
Watch it.
Oh yeah,
Netflix
yeah that fucking documentary is dark.
I heard that shit's like, crazy as fuck.
It's crazy. Like, you don't even want to finish it because it's so, like, disgusting.
How long but
is
it's it? So crazy how people can just money and pay the right people off so they know what's going on, but they're just not going to say anything because they'd rather have the money, which is
power.
Fucking nuts. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
money
just
talks.
So fucking nuts.
Because it could be money and it could also be, like, you're a powerful person. You say something, like, sure, you know, get this shit on me, but I can ruin your whole family. It's not just you. It's your kids.
Shit.
It's your family.
Yeah.
It's your cousins. Like, I can blackball you, all of you. That's insane. I mean, that's what North Korea does. If you get caught trying to fucking evade, they go down your whole family tree.
Well,
did
you
hear what...
Don't they do that as well? Like, if someone died or, like, if you're not crying hard enough or some shit like that, they're like, oh, you're dead.
You're crying hard enough?
A good like thing. If you're not mourning, because I think one of what homeboy's dad died, and people, they had like a parade through the city.
Who's homeboy?
North Korea?
Who's the dude now that Dennis Rodman kicks it with?
Kim Jong Un?
What?
Kim Jong Un or whatever.
Yeah, but his dad, I guess, died. And then they had like a funeral through the city or the streets and everything. And if you're not crying hard enough, like people were rat on, like people in North Korea are.
See, as a, if, like a.
They're like tattletale. If you can tell on somebody, yeah. You know what I mean? And there's an incentive to do that. Yeah. Which is fucking.
Did you hear about like the guy, the leader? He was confiscating, like, if you have a dog, he would confiscate your dog because I guess there's a supply, short supply of food. So they'll take your dog and they'll use it for food. You hear about that?
I don't know.
No, look it up. Look it up.
I can't believe anything you say for now.
Is that real?
I don't know. That's like a stereotype, though, too. So I was like,
that's just your racist mind, Mark.
What the fuck? I didn't even know they did that. I'm just kidding. No, like, look it up.
It just. Well, yeah, look that up. But I wanted to talk about the UFC fight. I don't know if you heard about that. Like, Dana White put some shit out.
Oh, and yeah. Also, I forget his name.
You know, so the Trump even tweeted about it. So it's some dude he was like a decorated MMA champion in Iran. And there was a peaceful protest with thousands of people. This guy's well known. So the military picked on him, took him in, and fucking arrested him. And they put him on trial to hang him.
Oh, shit.
Because he's talking against the government.
I heard they killed him, huh?
They killed him, I think, just yesterday.
Oh, they killed him?
Yeah, they hung him.
They hung him.
So the thing is, they say they tortured him into saying that he actually stabbed someone during that whole protest.
But I agree with you that. We were talking about it yesterday that I feel like getting Trump involved
made it worse. Because Trump fucking bombed one of their generals, like, what, the beginning of the year?
Oh, yeah.
Getting Trump involved was, like, the dumbest idea.
And that's crazy, too. Like, you killed because you're protesting? Like well, everyone that's protesting now, like, you guys don't, they don't even know, like, what the fuck goes on everywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
And they're saying, isn't torturing... There, a lot of people say it doesn't work because after some point you're just gonna tell whatever they want to hear.
Yeah.
So just to make it stop. So that's why you're saying like they got him to say that it did something he did.
Yeah. Well, you know he said it on camera. So that's what it was like even more orchestrated.
They probably promised him like we'll stop.
Or maybe this guy's so tough that it didn't work, but he said they're gonna kill his family. You know that's like the easiest thing to do.
Damn, that's
fucking. How old was he?
He was pretty
27.
Young. Yeah,
27. Bro, he's younger than me.
Yeah. He looks way older than all of us.
This has been through some shit since he was like 7.
Hard living, baby.
Yeah.
The fuck is this Conor McGregor sexual assault?
Yeah, there's not enough information on it yet. But they arrested him, but they let him go right away. So I think it was like some bullshit.
Bro, his wife is putting up with craziness.
Yeah, but I mean, she's been with
him since
She literally supported him.
The price she's paying for being with one of the most famous person in the world.
Bro, I'm kind of getting over him. Like, I'm a fight or like.
What?
Like, I love the guy.
What is he, a piece of meat or what?
No, dude.
No, but.
Just fight.
Yeah, just fight. Just like,
no, but we all loved him because how he fought and how he talked. Like,
well, rewatch the fight.
Now he's doing all this bullshit. I'm like, all right, well, now he's just like fading out.
I'm looking forward to that Mike Tyson fight.
Dude, you're not? I am, dude. He does not look like
an old
man. I'm
not paying for it. I'll come
dude.
Watch it with you guys.
They're only going to go 3 rounds,
you're
though.
You're going to pitch in?
No,
I'll watch Mike Tyson, but Jones, like Roy Jones Jr.
He's been fighting.
Yeah, he's been getting knocked the fuck out everywhere. Yeah,
when?
But it's not even for Roy
The last
Roy
fight,
Jones.
He was fucking
like,
died.
Like 5 years ago. He was.
It's more for Mike Tyson.
That was, what's his name? Last year. Out of the ring?
Yeah, that was Bernard Hopkins,
yeah,
and
Bernard
it was
Hopkins.
Roy Jones Jr.
Oh, I didn't see the Roy Jones when he
got knocked out by a younger dude.
But the interview
but
he
Tyson
had with,
looks
the,
good,
with Joe Rogan was fucking good. The last one?
Yeah.
Was it on the Joe Rogan one or was it on Mike Tyson one?
No, Joe Rogan with Mike Tyson. Rogan, yeah. Mike Tyson's just so fucking crazy. Like, he was talking about, like, the conquerors of the world, of history.
You believe
he's like,
that shit.
He's like, I just studied them because I wanted to know what was going through their head. Like, I wanted to see what they were feeling. And the way he was saying, I was like, this motherfucker. If he wasn't, like... You know, this time he probably would have been one of those fucking conquerors. Like he probably would have took
well, that's how
shit.
You can realize like certain people are born.
But he also
he's just based on how he's just built, like.
But also, Cuss, I think had a lot to do with it.
No, that he had a whole, like at least 80%. But Mike Tyson's, he had nothing to do with how that fucking dude was gonna be built.
Yeah. He looks like a built like that. Looks like he was, you know, those bullies, those bulldogs that just look crazy.
He's just chiseled.
He's just chiseled. A big ass. No, he's one of those. We all know. We've all met
plenty
one
of people
kids.
That are pigeon, yeah. that are chiseled, but they ain't shit. Mike Tyson's chiseled.
No, we've all met those kids through our when we were in junior high, high school.
Yeah, they're called Samoan.
Not even that. It's just that one kid. You're like,
oh, Vave.
He looks like a fucking man already. Like, oh, yeah. This dude's a man already.
Our homie like barely ever worked out. He probably touched the weight like twice.
Gabriel, we gotta track down Vave and bring him on the podcast.
I thought I would like hitting him up like one of these days.
You have his number?
I know where he lives.
Oh, damn. Shit.
All right, well, we'll talk about that later. All right, let's wrap this up. 7125media.com.
Follow us on Instagram, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify.
Well. Yeah.